gleaning, collecting excess or unsaleable produce from the fields, with the blessing of the farmer, has a long and honorable history. For the past 7 years, teams of volunteers from Marin Organics have been updating that practice at numerous local organic farms and channeling what they harvest into local school lunch kitchens. Scott Davidson, who manages the gleaning program, says it was launched by Marin Organics' former executive director, Helga Hellberg.
One of the first things that he did as a director was visit several farms in the community to get to know the land and the farmers and their operations. And right away with a couple farmers, he noticed that there was some food left in the fields that wasn't being harvested. It began the conversation about resources in the county and where the extra food is and where there's a need for better access to food in the county as well. And our school lunch work really began there.
The gleaning effort has been embraced by many Marin farmers, in part so they can see their unsold produce still being put to its intended purpose, feeding people.
The estimate is about 20 or 25% of the food that's grown never leaves the field, often due to the strict aesthetic standard of organic markets. In those cases, farmers will often just snip it at the vine and let it become compost for the next generation of crop. But they also recognize that having adult volunteers and families come out as volunteers to glean extra food for donation to schools is a really great use of that resource.
It has also attracted a regular crew of volunteers who turn out on Monday afternoons for multiple reasons.
They're often mothers with toddlers strapped to their backs out there gleaning in the field, spending a couple hours each week to glean food and getting some fresh air and having a free tour of an organic farm is a luxury.
The payoff comes the next day.
We're delivering on Tuesdays and Thursdays to more than half the schools in Marin, which gives about 10 or 12,000 students access to locally grown food each week.
Davidson sees the gleaning program as a classic win-win-win. By saving money for the schools on some items, he explains, they're able to expand their purchasing power for others within the local agricultural economy.
If they save $70 because they don't have to buy lettuce this week, then they can use that $70 to buy something that is a little more fresh or certified organic grown in Marin. And that's really the purpose of our work, to make the best use of the resources that we have access to, in this case, gleaned produce, and really creatively use it so that it can begin to transform the school lunch food services from the inside out.
That transformation is now being felt at the level of menu planning within some Marin County School District kitchens.
One of our focuses right now is working with food service staff and food service directors in designing their menus so that they're actually seasonal and are able to be adaptive and resilient to some of the seasonality of what food is available. 10 or 20 years ago, school cafeteria menus were pretty much static, and now there's a movement across the entire country to really transform the way school lunch works.
After several years of consistent supplies, Davidson notes, some of the food service staff have become enthusiastic participants in the gleaning effort.
Miguel Villarreal is the food service director for Nevada Unified School District, and last year he came out on his own time to every single gleaning every Monday because he really loved it, and it gave him an opportunity to network with some of the families and community members that were really interested in working with schools to transform school lunch.
Another local gleaning program, Farm to Pantry in Healdsburg, takes a similar approach, delivering what they harvest to nearby food banks, senior centers, and soup kitchens. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.